It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And if you've ever worked in the service industry, you know the worst part of the job isn't the late hours or the managers that are on a power trip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have so much power.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even the super unflattering uniforms. The worst part is definitely the customers.
Isn't that crazy? It's the service industry, and the whole point of it is the worst part.
It's hard to be a server, I'll tell you that much.
I mean, the customers can be obnoxious, needy, demanding,
rude,
gassy.
Gassy.
And that's just me describing Brooke.
I am an excellent customer because I have worked in the service industry, friend.
Oh, okay, if you say so, ma'am, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Please don't complain to my manager, whatever you say.
Stop berating our host.
I did my time at Burger Heaven, okay?
Some customers are even worse than that. And occasionally, it goes so far to the point that an employee needs to do something and secretly get even. And that's why a recent survey asked employees in the service industry to share the most petty ways they've ever gotten revenge on a rude customer.
Ooh, I am all for this. Give it to me.
Yeah, you're taking notes here.
Oh, I'm like going to do this when I get to the coffee shop this evening. Yeah.
So here are some of the best responses. Number 10 says, I was a checker at a department store, and some guy paid me $17 in all change while laughing to their buddy that I'd have to count it.
What?
Oh,
I mean, it's one thing. It's like, that's all you have. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. But then mocking you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And they said, so I purposely lost count 6 times right as I was about to be done. They were so mad.
He never told that again.
Joke's on you.
Yeah. Number 9 says, as a delivery driver, I had one chronically rude customer who would always complain we didn't deliver fast enough. So one time, I spent the entire drive en route to his house shaking the bottle of soda he ordered.
Oh my God, I love this person too.
That's great.
You know what, every time, this feels so good.
Number 8, when I worked at Jamba Juice and customers were snarky, I would purposely blend their smoothies so the little fruit chunks would block their straws.
Oh my God. That might be the most passive-aggressive thing I've ever heard.
It really is.
And number 7 says, always be nice to your wedding photographer, because if you're not, I'll include all the awful photos of you in your wedding book, and sometimes even add some extra weight in Photoshop.
Oh, my gosh. That makes sense.
I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, you want another shadow there? That's a roll. All right.
These are from a survey that asked workers in the service industry for the pettiest ways they've gotten revenge on rude customers. Number 6 says, I'm in heating and air, and if a customer was rude, I tell them it's going to take 3 days for me to get the part needed for their heater, even if I already have the part.
Oh!
Oh my God, so many people listening to right now are like, wait.
I've had that happen.
I actually waited that long for a part. Was I being a jerk?
My favorite part is when he wrote at the end, be cold, Karen, be cold. Number 5 says, sometimes if a person gives me attitude at the checkout line, I'll allow them to put their credit card in the reader, and then I'll hit escape before it processes. So they have to do it again and again and again until I feel better.
I love how much secret power all these workers have.
I've said this before. I'm like, oh, it says I'm waiting on your. It says waiting for you have to hit your button, I think.
Now it's making me think, though, as we're reading these, any time that I've had my card not go through, I'm like, uh-oh.
Same thing.
Yeah. Was I rude and I didn't realize it?
I feel like I'm a really nice person.
Or either that or cashier just had a bad day and was like, this will make me feel better.
Yeah. Number 4 says, I used to bag items at a grocery store, and if people were ever rude, I would squash their loaf of bread in my hand while packing it into the bag.
Yeah, look, it's still on top, but somehow still smashed.
Not good.
These are from a survey that asked workers in the service industry for the pettiest ways they got revenge on rude customers. Number 3 says, I used to work for an airline and dealt with my share of impolite people.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
For real, so
I don't
bad.
Understand why people think flight attendants are like at your beck and call every second.
Apparently, this person worked the front desk.
Oh,
like when you're
that
checking into your flight.
Oh,
and they said, if they ever got too aggressive, I would book their airplane seats right next to the bathroom and give them multiple connecting flights.
Oh, the only thing I have available is a 4 stop.
Yeah.
Sorry.
With a 10-hour layover.
Yeah. It's like, normally this is a 1-hour flight. Yeah, sorry, weird name.
Why am I going to North Dakota before I go to Florida? Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
Number 2 says, I worked in the drive-thru at a Wendy's, and rude people got broken straws for their sodas.
Oh! Because
nothing's more annoying than trying to sip through a cracked straw.
Yeah! Oh, my God. god.
That's a good one. It's
like, I'll show them.
And the number one pettiest thing that a person in the service industry did to get back at a rude customer said, I worked at Verizon, and I had to deal with some nightmare people. If they ever complained too much, I would make sure a little dust got under their glass screen protector on their phone when I put it on for them.
What does that do?
Is it dusty?
Yeah, you could see like a little dust mark on your screen so that it's always really annoying.
It's like a permanent smudge.
Bro. Oh, mine's just always broken, so I never see that part. Crack screen right now.
Wow. You can't see your dust.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's a bonus one that says, at McDonald's, I used to purposely put the french fries upside down in their to-go bag so it would spill as they pulled them out. That happens to me all the time.
That should be the worst one.
I always just dump them out into the bag and eat them out of there. No?
Oh, no.
Why?
I don't know. Then, it seems easier.
No, then all the grease gets absorbed by the bag.
Yeah, you want that in
your
body.
You want to eat the grease.
Yeah, okay. Suck those off.
Okay. I feel so inspired right now by this list.
Oh, God. Good luck to anybody that sees Alexis today at the coffee shop. Yes. You better be nice.
I'm breaking your straws.
Text in to 78592. Tell us what's the pettiest way you've ever gotten even with a rude customer at your job. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.